KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell Girls Golf would win the Sioux Falls, Washington invite yesterday with a team score of 306, led by Maddie Childs, who finished first overall as she shot a 2-under-70. Childs finished with 6 birdies on the day at Prairie Green Golf Course. Aberdeen Central, they finished a distant second place, 13 shots back. Mitchell Girls Golf competes at the Huron Invite Thursday at Broadland Creek Golf Course. That starts at 10 a.m. Mitchell Boys Tennis swept a home triangular at Hitchcock Park yesterday with 3 wins as they swept Pier and Vermilion 9-0 and also defeated Yankton 5-4. Mitchell Tennis now improves to 13-5 on the season in duels. They'll be in Harrisburg today to take on the Tigers and Sioux Falls Roosevelt. That starts at 11 a.m. Mitchell Baseball enters the final week of the regular season with 6 games remaining and 3 doubleheaders. It starts tonight at Cadwell Park as Mitchell hosts Sioux Falls, Washington for a 5 p.m. doubleheader. We'll have coverage starting with our pregame show at 4:45 this afternoon on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Mitchell currently the number 8 seed in Class A baseball, with those top 8 seeds hosting a best 2 out of 3 playoff series next Friday and Saturday. Then those 8 winners go to qualify for the state tournament in Sioux Falls Memorial Day weekend. Also out west this weekend, Mitchell softball. They travel to Rapid City Stevens Friday afternoon. That start time is at 2:30 Central. Then Mitchell will head to Spearfish on Saturday to take on Sturgis and the Spearfish Spartans. A couple of Player of the Week honors for South Dakota State. SDSU's Taylor Baker was named the Summit League Softball Pitcher of the Week yesterday. Baker was 2-0 over the weekend, a pair of wins at North Dakota, as she allowed just 2 earned runs and 5 hits and 16 strikeouts. Also, South Dakota State shortstop Carter Sintek was named the Summit League Baseball Player of the Week after a South Dakota State series this weekend over Northern Colorado. Sintek had 3 hits in each of the 3 games. He hit .643, going 9 of 14 with 3 RBI and 6 runs scored. The Summit League Softball Tournament starts tomorrow in Brookings. SDSU, they will take on the winner between Kansas City and USD Thursday at 1:30. Meanwhile, the Coyotes and Kansas City, they face off tomorrow in Brookings at 3:30. And the Missouri Valley Football Conference, they've approved a new governance structure that enhances their partnership with the Summit League. This change comes as part of preparations for the retirement of Missouri Valley Football Conference Commissioner Patty Viverito. She's held that role for the past 40 years as she now steps down. Jeff Jackson will take over as Missouri Valley Football Conference Commissioner on July 1st. Josh Fenton, the current Summit League Commissioner, will also keep that spot. He'll also serve as the Executive Advisor for the Missouri Valley Football Conference. And that's KORN News Radio Sports this morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.